wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rollin'.
Hold it now.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Today, host Roland Martin talks to retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré about preparedness for natural disasters. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, good morning. Hope all is well with you. Atlanta is still digging out of its major snow issue, ice issue, over the last several days. They are removing cars from the highways and byways. And there's been a considerable amount of criticism leveled at Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed over what took place in the city. And the region of Atlanta is about 6 million people. The city is about 500,000. And so the real question folks have been asking is, okay, well, whose fault is it? What the heck happened? You've seen these interviews on national television, on NBC, MSNBC, CNN, where there's been lots of criticism leveled at the mayor. His response has been, Atlanta streets were passable. I did my job. But look, you can't put the blame on me for folks not doing their job. Rebecca Burns at Politico, and first of all, we waiting for the mayor to hop on the phone line here. Rebecca Burns of Politico had a very interesting story where she said that, one, the Atlanta mayor gets criticized for the schools, but he's not over the schools. So that was his decision. And also, Atlanta being the capital of Georgia, what you have here is that the governor's responsibility is to actually lead those efforts to clear the highways. And so you have a huge mess here in that area. But one of the things I saw, Tom, that was pretty interesting, and folks may not realize, that there are some 60 cities in that area known as Atlanta. And also, there's some 28 counties. And so you have a lot of those folks who are real quiet over what took place in terms of preparedness there. And whereas Reed is the one who is the public face out there taking all of the hits, and they're swinging for him big time.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, and he's taking a lot of hits. He's got to be down at at the hospital right now getting some bandages.
Grady Hospital
getting some bandages. They're killing him.
The New York Times had a piece this morning saying that, oh, he's unapologetic, called it peevish. And in the article, it was interesting that a lot of things I just laid out weren't even mentioned in the article. They said, oh, you know, the governor, he's apologized and he's going to call for a review. And what jumped out at me was, well, why didn't you interview the governor to say where in the heck was your plan in that area? And I think that in the case of Atlanta, not understanding really how the whole region is made up contributes to it when you have that many people. And we all know Atlanta already has a horrible transportation problem anyway. And so you throw this on top of it, it exacerbates the issue. What's happening today, they're removing a lot of the cars. Now you're going to have a lot of other controversy going on. And that is, you're going to have this other major issue. That some folks may have to be paying to get their cars. So,
they got to go down to the pound. Mm-hmm.
Right. So the state, because many people just simply abandoned their cars on the highway and just walked home. And now they're trying to remove those cars, and now they may have to pay for them. So it's still a huge, huge mess in Atlanta. They're trying to sort it all out. Mayor Reed has been all night, all of those in terms of meeting with officials there. Someone just texted me that he had a public event past midnight where they were still meeting with folks and trying to sort this whole thing out. But obviously his reputation has taken a huge hit as a result of what is taking place in Atlanta.
Roland, it's a good thing.
May I just say that you should really submit a bill to the mayor's office, because you have laid it out better. I'm saying you have laid it out better today than I've heard over the last 3 days regarding what was and what was not done.
And you know
and
what,
now
Roland?
He's on the line. Now he's on the phone.
Oh, we have him on the phone. Yeah. Cut the music, Super Jay.
Mayor Reed.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
How you feeling? How you feeling, Kasim?
I'm just been working nonstop, but I feel okay.
Yeah?
I appreciate all
man,
of
Man, you're taking some hits, man. You're taking some real hits.
I'm still standing, and you know, we had a real tough days and a tough few days in the city of Atlanta, but I was just concerned about getting everybody home.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing you just got reelected.
Atlanta safely. Yeah, I know. You're right. God
man,
is good.
Man, Mayor, has the governor ordered a massive review for the entire region and state to assess how do you deal with emergency preparedness in the future? Because you have the city of Atlanta, plus you have these 60 cities, you have the school district, you have these counties and the state. And so folks are saying it's all of your fault. But the reality is Atlanta itself only has 500,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, the governor has ordered a review, but, you know, one of the things, you know, I took a different position. I believe that we have shared responsibility. The problem that I had was that when you were looking at the pictures of what was going on, the city of Atlanta was actually moving well. We had 80% of our streets were passable within 24 hours, but you know, when you look at on CNN and on some of the other shows, they just continue to show streets that were not in the city of Atlanta and say Atlanta. And so I thought that was just patently misleading and unfair. I mean, we basically had the majority of the streets in the city of Atlanta passable. We had zero fatalities in the city of Atlanta. We got 1 million people out of the city of Atlanta. We had reunited all of the children with their families within 24 to 30 hours. And that's a reasonable response for a major snow event. But, you know, we're going to get better. It was definitely a tough 2 days. But I just had a real issue with showing photographs constantly of highways that the city didn't have responsibility for, photographs that were not in the city of Atlanta. And, you know, when I did some of my interviews, Tom and Roland, I just asked them to set up a camera with the city of Atlanta in the background, and you could see clearly that the city was functioning within 24 to 30 hours after this event. And I think that told the story. And I think that particularly CNN constantly ran footage talking about Atlanta, and those photos were not of the city of Atlanta, and I thought that okay. was misleading.
But CNN's world headquarters are in Atlanta. You would think that they would know the region better than anybody else in the country.
Yeah, well, I pointed that out when I was on CNN, when I was on their shows. I said, you know, you have cameras that could easily put up photographs of the actual city of Atlanta. And for whatever reason, you're showing photographs that are not of the city. And if they had cut to the photos that were around their campus and it within the city, I think that it would have shown reality. And so for whatever reason, despite, you know, being, you know, reporting very aggressively, and I'm a big boy. I'll take my share of the hits. But if you're being fair, you would have shown the city of Atlanta. And then when I pointed it out, it just got very hostile. Wow. But, I wanted to get on the phone just to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to speak. But I've just basically been working for about 80 hours nonstop. But I want everybody to know that there were zero fatalities in the city. We got 1 million people out of the city. We reunited all of the APS children with their families, and we're going to get better and stronger.
All right. All right, Kasim, my man.
Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, thanks a bunch. And then if you're governor one day, you can say, I'm in control of everything.
I've just been out in this cold going nonstop, guys.
Yeah, man, they're beating you up pretty bad.
No, I'll get through it. I'm going to keep standing.
All right, get some ice. Get some ice.
Oh, you got ice.
You got ice.
Put it on those bumps and bruises, Kasim.
All right. I'll see you guys soon.
All right, man. It wearing my man out. Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by TV1.